It is one of those Friday show / coach home specials where we're looking ahead to the new season with hopefully excitable supporters. Might not be in all instances, we'll find out, but I think the first one will be. Rich Ferraro of the 1865 podcast, Nottingham Forest podcast. After a summer of activity, yesterday Nottingham Forest beat Hertha Berlin 3-1 in a performance that has been described as class in a lot of areas. It's been a side busy in the transfer market, just shy of 80 million spent, including the wonderful Nico Williams. Rich, let me ask you the question that's on everyone's lips. I ask the tough questions. Are you going to finish above Everton?
Well, you know what? They're in the market for Morgan Gibbs-White, and so are we. So it'd be interesting to see which club a young and up-and-coming player would choose in that circumstance.
So if you were speaking to Morgan Gibbs-White people, what would you be saying?
I'd say come to a club where there's a fighting chance that the manager will still be in charge by the end of the season.
It is a good thing to say, and there is a fighting chance the manager will still be in charge by the end of the season. He is loved and adored, isn't he, at Nottingham Forest? The impact he's had since the day he's arrived, Steve Cooper, has been absolutely phenomenal.
Never seen anything like it. I mean, you get managers who come in and make an instant impact, but that always seems to happen at other clubs, doesn't it? And of course, you know, even for you guys as Liverpool fans, you had to bide your time with Jurgen, even though he's been one of the best managers in history. Pep didn't win anything in his first season at City. It's pretty rare that you get a manager who comes in and has that real kind of galvanizing effect. And just Tom on our podcast, he had an article in 442 magazine this week, and he was just saying about the influence it's had. But then you also had them asking Gary Brazil, who's been at Forest, I think, for about 8 years. And Gary Brazil, experienced football man, academy manager, looks after the football side of operation side of things. And he's saying, I've never seen it before where a manager's come in and changed everything so quickly.